Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Home run instead of the way it ended. How did you guys sort of come together as a team? Did you just not talk about it? Hey, let's get out and play the next day. Or what was the process of getting past that game?
Yeah, I just think a lot of guys, I think we just kind of realized, like, hey, baseball stuff's going to happen. Stuff's not going to go our way. And that's why you play a three-game series. And we had an opportunity to go out there Sunday and win after that. And, you know, we knew it was going to be tough. They're a really good team and well-coached and playing in their home field. And so we knew it was going to be a battle, man. But, you know, we had the opportunity to go out there and win the series. And unfortunately, we weren't able to get it done. But just trying to move on as fast as possible and get ready for that next game.
Yeah, the you know, in the third game, which was a shutout, this was an unbelievable stat. I remember last week, I think we threw this out. I don't know if it was to Will or to you. You guys are busy. You don't pay attention to stats. That's the first time you guys have been shut out in 96 games. First shutout in 90. It goes all the way back to the World Series loss to Ole Miss 2-0. And I didn't know that you guys had gone that many games, you know, scoring at least one run. But just one of those games where that freshman for Alabama, I guess, had his stuff, and you know, you got to give him credit, correct?
Yeah, for sure. He filled up the zone, and he made pitches when he needed to. And you know, we were struggling at the plate. And yeah, sometimes it's just baseball, and we wish we were able to get it done, but you just got to move on, and, you know, credit to him. He pitched well, so, you know, got to get ready for tonight.
Yeah. It's like Justin had mentioned a second ago when we were visiting with John Daly that so you guys are 30-5 now. You know, instead of 30-3, you're 30-5. It's still, you know, obviously
the
best
guy's not falling.
The best start in school history, and you guys haven't forgot how to win. And I think, you know, you come in, you know, sometimes these games, these midweek games, or you have teams that maybe are dropped down in division or size or status. Texas Tech is a very good program, so you got them in back-to-back nights.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. I'm super glad that we're playing a team like Texas Tech today and tomorrow. It's going to be super competitive. You know, it's going to be some good weather, and we're excited. It's going to help us get ready for South Carolina this upcoming weekend, and so we're looking forward to it, man. Me and my roommate, we know a lot of guys on Texas Tech, so it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it, and you know, let's get back on the winning track tonight, hopefully.
Do want to thank Homer's Ace Hardware, 3 locations, Searcy, BB, and Cabot. And we met Jay Moore the other day, Roger, at Casey's place. So we appreciate Jay sponsoring Peyton.
Absolutely.
Peyton, we talked about today, there's a study out about how much sleep Americans get every night, and that we're not getting as much as we used to. What about Peyton Stovall? How much sleep on average do you get each night? What would you say?
It varies. I would say typically, you know, I'd probably say around 8 hours.
Wow.
I have a Whoop band, and so that keeps me, you know, on track, and it'll track my sleep, how many hours and stuff. But on weekends, it's not as good. Weekends, with as like when we play a series, it'll be like 6.5, 7 hours maybe, but when I know that we have a big weekend coming up, I'll typically try to get like 8, 8.5 hours.
That's outstanding.
Well, that's outstanding.
Are you regular?
Are you regular? He's not talking about sleep.
No, I'm not. Listen, I mean, that's good stuff. I'm 60 years old. We just talked to John Daly. He talked about getting up 7 times a night he's got to go potty.
He's got to pee every five minutes.
24, 5 year? What are you?
So the eight hours is outstanding.
To make
the body function great, that's what you got to have. So it's also today.
So keep it up.
It's National Crawfish Day. We know that you were born in Louisiana and not the southern part. Are you a crawfish guy?
I am. I wouldn't say like I'm like just like some like, you know, just like deep like tradition, yeah, like crawfish type guy. But I enjoy crawfish bowls with like my family and friends and stuff. Those are always super fun.
You know, Justin, it's sort of weird. You know, we talked about doing this crawfish eating contest, and really it turned out to where it was a slow season for crawfish. It was either one that just were having trouble getting crawfish in.
And they're super expensive.
Super expensive was the other thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have no idea. I'm not either. A consumer of them, so I don't know what it's done to the price here. I don't know what is it?
We got some last weekend, I think, and it was like, golly, what was it? I think it was $7.50 a pound, which is real high, and that's come down from like 10.
Oh no!
It's usually like, I don't know, Louisiana, you can get it for real cheap, but here it's usually $3-4.
Oh, is that right? Is that because of trucking them up here? Or is that because they're just it's
harder to get?
This year there was a shortage.
Yeah. Okay,
Bass.
What's going on?
I didn't hear that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know why it was a shortage.
Outside
we're
of
not
that,
getting
I don't.
Them?
I don't
I
think it was something to do with the weather or something, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, see,
somebody out there listening knows, and they're screaming at the radio right now.
Peyton, Justin Moore's wife, Kate, is from Houma, Louisiana, and so she's all about the crawfish. And I would have guessed, does it get tiring, you know, that everybody presumes because you're from Louisiana that you like crawfish or étouffée or whatever, or gumbo, or is that an old thing for you?
Not really.
Okay.
You know, I know there's a bunch of guys on the team who I've talked about. We have a bunch of guys from Kansas City on our team, and you know, they've never had the crawfish bowl or never had like jambalaya or gumbo or anything like that. And so, there's been talks. I need to get them down to Louisiana and eat some of that food.
Gotcha.
They think everybody down there talks like Waterboy.
Oh yeah, they really do. They like the first time I got here, I remember a couple guys asked me like, "You're from Louisiana, like why don't you talk funny?" Like,
crazy. Now, yeah,
Peyton can tell you that the northern part of Louisiana is more like this.
Yes,
Arkansas, but you get south of what I-10, and it gets a little wild.
I know. We watch them gator hunters at home.
Do people in South Louisiana, do they look down on the North Louisiana folks, or it's all about the same?
Oh, dude, it's funny you say that. We had a tailgate for the Arkansas and LSU game. I want to say it was whenever LSU came to us. It was a couple years ago, I think.
Right.
But I actually had one like Cajun come up to me. And he ended up sort of talking to me, and I told him where he's from, and he was like, "Oh, Shreveport? Oh, you're a Yankee. We don't."
How about that?
You're north of I-10.
I've heard that. I mean, that's absolutely. Yeah, well, that's okay. There's nothing the matter with that.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, listen, man. Hey, go. I'm glad you got your rest in. Go kick that Red Raider tail, and we'll talk to you next week after South Carolina.
I appreciate it, guys. Sounds good, and I'll talk to
y'all
next week.
Go Hogs.
Go Hogs. Thanks, Peyton. Appreciate it. Peyton Stovall.
Hey,
he hit a home run. I think he was hit.